Joe, thanks for the good songs this morning. Appreciate it. Brady made the comment about having an opportunity to talk more, especially with the new schedule that we've had and the way we're doing our lessons on Sunday mornings, the short lesson in the morning. It's a good schedule, and I've enjoyed more opportunities to talk. And the cool thing is we're all using the same book, right? We're all using the Bible, but you've got different individuals, and God created us that way. We're all different. Each one of us is a different individual, and we see life different, and there's things that inspire us, there's things that make us special, and so we take the same book, but sometimes you can twist it or find a different topic and present it a different way that might inspire somebody else or strike somebody else. Walker had one a couple of weeks ago, and I believe he said he was a nerd when he presented, I think it was maybe the comment that he made, but it was a memorable lesson, right? You looked at the image up there and of space and something that never existed before, and it was a cool lesson. It's something I want to remember for a long time. And I say all that today to justify my weird lesson. I'm going to talk about an odd topic this morning a little bit. I'm going to talk about bullets, and not bullet points on a PowerPoint, but actually aerodynamic little bullets that fly through the air out of a rifle. So I've got a little bullet up here, and you know it's got one end's pointy and the other end's flat and heavy. And a bullet alone is near useless. If I were to throw this bullet as hard as I could possibly throw this bullet, ultimately, the heavy end's going to fall to the ground. That's just the way gravity works. The heavy end's going to fall to the ground. It's completely opposite of how it's designed. It's not aerodynamic, doesn't do anything for it. If I throw it, it's just not going to do what it's supposed to do. And I could get lucky and maybe hit something, but it's not going to work as it's designed. But if I were to take this bullet and we introduce a rifle, and we introduce gunpowder, and we speed it up, right? So it's going to fly a lot faster. That'll help. That'll help a little bit with this bullet being more useful. Actually, in the Revolutionary War, they had rifles that were like that. They were smoothbore rifles. And you put a bullet in, and it would fly really fast, but not real accurate. So then technology changes a little bit, and we learn to spin this bullet at a very, very, very high rate of speed with something called gyroscopic force. And all of a sudden, when you spin this bullet at a really high rate of speed, like you spin a football, right? The bullet becomes accurate. The bullet becomes precise. It works like it's supposed to. The pointy end stays moving forward. You actually see that one law, the law of gyroscopic force, is more powerful than the other law of gravity. So because there's laws like that, it begins to function like it's supposed to. The other thing, too, about a bullet is you've got to have a good bullet. It's got to be quality if you're going to shoot it. The thing is, if you shoot a bullet through a gun and it's really hard, it won't let that rifling grab it and spin it and twist it and move it forward. If you shoot a bullet that's too soft, as you shoot it down that rifle, it just melts. It falls apart. It doesn't do what it's supposed to do. So you've got to have a good bullet. And then once the bullet starts flying, right, it's left the rifle and it's flying through the air, there's a lot of things that affect it, right? We talked about gravity. Gravity affects the bullet. But on top of that, wind. And we have a little bit of wind around here. Makes things challenging, right? Makes the bullet go different directions. But also just the resistance of air. Air has a resistance to it, and it's trying to force that bullet to slow down all the time. That's what it's supposed to do. But when that bullet flies like it's supposed to, aerodynamic in forward, we can actually calculate everything. We can calculate what gravity's going to do. We can calculate what wind's going to do. We can calculate the air resistance. We can even calculate the movement of the earth. And we can tell you exactly, precisely, where that bullet's going to travel in this path. So, and I enjoy long-range shooting. It's fun. You generally shoot from 400 to 1,200 yards, you know, which is 4 to 12 football fields. I'm terrible at it. but it's really fun. So all that being said, how in the world does a bullet apply to us this morning? How does that apply to us as Christians and in a lesson on a Sunday morning? Well, in my mind, I see us as a bullet. We're that object that's flying through life. And I see gravity. Gravity is the law of death. We're all going to die. Once you're born, that is the law. We will die. And if you remember in physics class, you could take two objects and you could launch one straight. You know, if it was flying perpendicular, you could drop another object and they're going to hit the ground at the same time. One just went a lot further and did a lot more. The other one just fell straight to the ground. So that's the law that we're dealing with. And that's for us, sin and death. No matter what, when we're born, we're going to die. Wind resistance air resistance or the wind pushing us, those are the bad influences that exist in the world, right? We have lots of bad influences that can affect us. And those things are trying to push us off our course. They're trying to make us miss our target, which is our target's eternity in heaven, right? It's spending time, our eternity with Christ and Jesus and God in heaven. But the important thing in this morning is Christ is the rifling of that gun. Christ is what, that gyroscopic force I talked about, Christ is the rifling of that gun. He is a more powerful law. He's more powerful than the law of sin and death. He can stabilize us. He can help us get through life and stay on the course that we're supposed to stay on. Turn with me to Romans chapter 6, verses 20 through 23. Romans 6, 22-23 says, "For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. Therefore, what benefit were you derived from the things which you are now ashamed? From the outcome of those things is death. But now you have been freed from sin and enslaved to God. You have derived the benefit resulting in sanctification and the outcome of eternal life." Verse 23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So just like gravity, right? Wages of sin is death, but Jesus Christ can renew us from that. So reading that scripture, we are slaves to sin. So just like the idea of us alone, you know, we're throwing this little projectile, this bullet, we're trying to throw it, not how it's designed, not the way it's supposed to be, not the way it's supposed to work. It's going to function backwards. That law for us, it's the same. Christ's law is the same for us. We're going to be just like gravity, and that bullet's going to fall backwards, and it's not going to work the way it's designed. But as Christians, it's the same. In a Christian life, if we try and go through life without God, if we try and go through life without Christ's word, without the Bible, without His church, we're not gonna fly through life the way we're supposed to. We've got to have those things in our life to stabilize our lives and to help us fly that true path until the end. And when I say until the end, you know, generally when you're shooting, you know a target distance, right? You're like, oh, that target's 800 yards, that target's 80 yards, whatever it may be. So you know where to go. Well, we're not promised tomorrow, right? So we don't know our target distance. It may be 10 years, it may be 20 years, it may be 80 years. We don't know that. So it's important to always keep that course true and to stay straight as you go through life. Proverbs 21, verse 2 says, "Every person's way is right in his own eyes, but the Lord examines the heart." So the Lord, Jesus, the Bible, this church, they're exactly what we need to get us through our eternal life, to our eternal home. In our example today, that is the rifling that stabilizes our life. And we see that those things, they're immensely more powerful than the law of sin and the law of death that we have to deal with on a daily basis. And that gets us to our promise of eternal life. When we live our life by God's word, we're flying through life as God's designed us. That's what He wants from us. He wants us to follow His word. He doesn't want us to not follow His word and go through life backwards, right? He is desiring for us to fly through life correctly. So just like a bullet flying through the air, you know, things will move it off course if you allow it, right? Wind will move it off course. Air resistance will move it off course. But like I said, you've got to be prepared for it. If you're prepared for it, and they have now apps on your phone, and you can calculate exactly the course of a bullet. Used to in the day, they had charts, and you had these huge charts, and they would figure out exactly what a bullet's going to do. Well, we need to have that same preparation as we fly through life, right? As we travel through life, we need that same preparation. What do I mean by that same preparation? If you make a decision now, if you make a decision today, so the decision this morning to come to church, when was that decision made? Did you make it this morning when the alarm went off? Because that's not preparing. That's not planning. That's not expecting to be where you're supposed to be when you travel through life. If you made the decision to come to church the day you were baptized, that's totally different, right? That's when you started the course. You were always going to maintain that course. Same thing with drinking, right? If you're presented with an opportunity, whether you're a young person going to a friend's house and you're presented to take a drink of alcohol, or if you're in a job and you show up and you know that there's going to be alcohol there, when did you make the decision not to drink? When someone handed it to you? And you've got to then, at that point in time, with peer pressure and everybody standing at you in front of you, to make a decision that you're not going to take that drink? Or did you make the decision the day you were baptized, I'm not doing this. That's where I'm at. So that's the things that help us keep the course and to stay the course. another piece beyond just avoiding sin, the positive things, right? When have we made a decision to spend time with other Christians rather than those outside the world? Those are things that help us stay the course, that stay true and to fly true, right? We need to make those decisions early on, and they need to be made ahead of time because that's that plan, right? As long as you're planned and prepared for it. So the other piece, too, is we've got to be good bullets. I talked about good bullets, right? Our hearts have to be right to apply God's word to it. You know, I often think of Pharaoh's hardened heart and the horrible things he went through because he was hard. So if a bullet's too hard and it flies down the barrel, the rifling can't cut into that bullet. The rifling actually cuts into the bullet and molds that bullet a little bit to make it fly true. Well, if you're too hard, that won't happen. And so we know for a fact, we've heard the term that wide is the gate to destruction and narrow is the path to righteousness. And so you think about a target and you're shooting a rifle. If at 100 yards you can hit a dime, that's pretty good, right? Maybe overkill, right? Just 100 yards. You don't have to hit a dime at 100 yards to do anything. But the problem is at 1,000. At 1,000 yards, that's 8 inches. So if you can hit a dime at 100, that's 8 inches at 1,000. Well, what if we're just in the ballpark at 100? What if we're at 8 inches at 100? Well, 8 inches at 100 is over 8 feet at 1,000. You've missed the mark completely, totally, right? So that's why we have to be a good bullet. We can't have our hearts hardened. We can't be so soft that when something in God's word offends us or hurts our feelings, that we melt and crumble and fall apart. We've got to be able to read God's word, understand it, follow it, and apply it to our lives because we're looking for a small target. The Bible specifically says narrow is the path to righteousness. And so it's important that our hearts are shaped so that God can mold to us. Romans verse 8, verses 1 and 2 says, "For the law of the Spirit has set you free. There is now no condemnation to them which are in Christ, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit in Jesus Christ hath made me free from the law of sin and death." I couldn't think of a more perfect example of what we just talked about this morning. The law of the Spirit is more powerful than the law of sin and death, and it's going to stabilize our life and help us get through life in a true fashion. Just like that bullet, you know, that gyroscopic force on a bullet makes it fly true, the Christ law can do that for us. So one more point I want to make here in the lesson. I think I've got time. So one more point I want to make here in the lesson. So when you fire a bullet a really, really long way, over a mile, ultimately what happens is the world tends to affect that bullet and it slows down and it stops spinning as hard as it's supposed to. And that law of gyroscopic force backs off. And then guess what? Gravity picks up. And that bullet starts tumbling through the air, crashes to the ground, and it's done, right? There's nothing more we can do with it. I mean, maybe you could find a bullet and, you know, try and reload it or something and reshoot it, but for the most part, it's done. The bullet has traveled its path. So it's fallen. I guess the way I want to word is it's fallen away, right? The bullet fell away from the path that it was on. So what about us? In the lesson this, you know, so our lesson this morning, this isn't a one and done thing for us, right? We're not like bullets. This is being Christian. We're totally different from that aspect. This isn't one and done. This is a lifelong thing. This is a change in you. This is a change in your heart. This is a change in your path from, like you said, we don't know when the end is, right? It's the path from the day you're baptized till the very end. Hebrews chapter 3, verses 12 through 15 says, "Take care, brothers and sisters, that there not be any one of you an evil, unbelieving heart, fall away from the living God, but encourage one another every day, as long as it is still called today, so that none of you will be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin, for we have become partakers in Christ, if we keep it in the beginning of our commitment firm until the end, while it is said." I really, there's not a better scripture I could think of in God's word to talk about this, that once we've made the decision that someone has a believing heart, that they have heard God's word, they've repented, they've confessed Christ as their Savior, and they've been baptized, we're expected to stay on that course until the end. But we can allow the world to influence us, right? The world can influence us and can change us. So there is a way to fall away from Christ's word. Just like that bullet ultimately travels its ultimate distance and tumbles and falls to the ground, we can fall away from Christ's word if we don't do something. And when I say we, if you look at the scripture, this isn't every man for himself. It isn't, Joe, this is it. You were baptized. Good luck till the end. We're supposed to help each other. The scripture perfectly says, and I had it highlighted and I didn't print it in color. But we encourage one another every day, as long as it's still called today. We need to encourage one another. We have something here in this room right now where we can pick each other up. We can restabilize. Every time we walk into the doors, we're stabilizing. We're truing up our course. We're getting more accurate. And that's our job as one another, is to take care of each other. This morning, look around the room. Do you not see a familiar face that's normally here? We kind of have our spots, right? We don't really have spots that we set, but we kind of have spots. Look around your spot. Is there somebody that's not there that's normally there? Then we reach out to them, a call, a text, an email. Is there someone, we make announcements every Sunday and every Wednesday. Is there someone that we know of that's sick? Someone we know of that's struggling? We need to reach out to them. If there's a visitor here in the room, let's make sure we're talking to a visitor. That's how we encourage one another. It's how we all get together to the end game. But then the last one is, I talked about being a good bullet, and you can be too hard. And what do I mean by being too hard in this point? How many of us hold stuff inside? When you need help, when you're struggling, when you've got a problem, when you just need prayers, but you're that hard bullet, and you won't let rifling cut into you and stabilize you, speak up. Say, hey, you just have to be public, right? You can talk to one another as Christians privately and say, hey, I need something. I need prayers. I need some guidance. I need to talk about something. So that's another important part, that we help one another, help each other as we travel this life and as we ultimately all want to be together in heaven. And it's a challenging goal. It's a very difficult goal, and it's a challenging goal, and we're here to support each other and should be here. So I think that's the lesson this morning, and I believe I've consumed all my time plus a tad. So if there's anyone else that has any need, you can come now. If not, we'll be dismissed and go to our classes. Thank you.